is 7 after the hour. It is Monday, the 14th of October. Those of you just joining us, hello, welcome. Some people are having the day off. Some people are working as normal. Or as I'm concerned, it's a normal day. Jennifer is here, Jennifer Horn. That makes it a normal day. Ken Kessler is here monitoring social media. And so as we move ahead, this is the third hour of the Good Day program. If you're watching online at DougStephan.com,
you see... If you're playing the home edition.
Yeah, the home edition of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. This is hour number three. And you can listen to hours number one and two. Find out what you missed if you want, but not while this is on. Only during the news at the top and the bottom of the hour can you go away. Because all that stuff is irrelevant. Whatever was past is past. And now we're into today and all of the things that accompany a day that is kind of one of those half-apple holidays. This one based on the life of a Kerr who when I get into these discussions about Columbus Day, there's nothing about it that makes me feel good. So let's talk about something else and see if I can find something else that doesn't make me feel good.
And not many people have the day off. The government, which already has been having the last, how many days off, right?
Day 14 or whatever it is.
Yep, right. Day 14.
Day 14. Yeah.
And so really, I mean, even like the schools that I know of are still going to school today.
The question before us is, who among you will not see much of a pay raise this year? The Social Security.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, there you go. Ding, 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 ding. Preliminary figures indicate millions of you who are connected to Social Security in one way or another are going to see a small increase in your benefits. I love the way the news media sort of encapsulate this. An historically small increase. That's the way it's being dubbed by some. According to estimates, those of you who are on Social Security will get an increase about 1.5%, which will be, according to some reports, among the lowest increases since automatic increases were adopted in 1975. Social Security raises have been up 4% or so on average since that year. The increase will be small because consumer prices have stayed relatively flat this year. How about we look at Social Security and see what a boondoggle it is, how much it costs, and why it is that we feel this is the big thing, not only here in our country, but a lot of the so-called progressive countries have Social Security, so that those of you who were not responsible enough to save money during your lifetime, you spent it all keeping the economy going. I guess one of the reasons the economy grows as it does is because we keep spending. Many of the dollars that you spend, I spend, we all spend, including government spending, is just, poof, it's just so much, it's not there. It's just kind of, okay, so let's borrow some more money. From whom do you borrow it? And how do you pay it back?
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't...
And when do you stop borrowing?
Yeah. So, but the Social Security, I saw something over the weekend indicating that Social Security was like a... down the road, a $14 trillion hole in and of itself because of the baby boomers, like me, who have begun to collect.
And they're living longer, too, right?
Yeah. Well, 90s, easily.
And is it a population problem also because there are less young people, there are more baby boomers than there are younger working people?
One of the things that is the problem, Jennifer, is that there aren't enough people who are really working.
Right.
There are so many people on unemployment, so many people who are getting paid under the table, that the amount of money that normally would go into this isn't enough and hasn't been since the legislative process and the administrative process. We have a tricameral government. I call it a bicameral because we're talking about House and Senate. But we really have the legislative branch, the judicial branch, and the administrative branch, supposedly. What else do they? What's the other term? Executive.
It's executive.
Yeah, executive branch.
Rick Perry.
Yeah, thank you. Why do you find that amusing?
Because he forgot the third branch of government.
I didn't forget. I just used a different word for it.
You did.
Thank you.
To be fair.
Administrative, executive, it's one. If you go to your Roger's, say it again there.
The
there
one.
It is. Your Roger's thesaurus, you would find that they are probably compatible words. Administrative and executive is probably something that you would use in simultaneous order. It would be considered a synonym. All right, you got that?
Got it.
Why are we getting so wrung up about it?
I don't know. I'm just saying
that the...
And by we, I mean you, right?
Me, yes, right. Yeah. Thank you very much. I'm like the Pope. It's a proverbial we. So, anyway, the point is that you're not being represented. But you like taking the money, right? Take the Social Security money. The government of the United States raided the Social Security Trust Fund, the Medicare Trust Fund, the Highway Trust Fund, the Airport Trust Fund, all that money is gone. Anything gets spent out of current income, if you will. And because the tax system is so screwed up, half the people who owe taxes don't pay them, and therefore we are borrowing more and more money. It gets back around to the simple fix for this, which would mean the government couldn't control your life as much as they do, with the various deductions that are part of the system. You just had a sales tax, right? Sales tax for everybody who buys something at the finish line.
That's where you and I absolutely agree.
At the finish line, that is where you buy at the retail end of things, whether it's a car, anything but food, mm-hmm. and clothing. So everything you buy a new light bulb, you buy a new clock.
A yacht, exactly.
You buy a yacht, you buy a lamp, you buy a telephone, you buy a picture, you buy a chair.
And it's time we get a viable candidate who presents this
idea. Oh, my God. These candidates have got their head up their butt with all of this. And so they want to just keep control over what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So this would eliminate
the IRS.
The underground economy.
It.
You wouldn't need the IRS.
No.
You wouldn't need any of this stuff. Just people pay whatever the reasonable rate is. And there have been a lot of people...
I don't mean to interrupt, but I do, actually, because living in Los Angeles or Southern California, as you do some of the year, Dougie,
yep.
one of the biggest problems that we face is illegal immigration. Now, I understand.
And taxation.
And I understand mm-hmm. why people want to come here. I have sympathy for people that want to escape Mexico.
Yep.
It's a horror show. I get it. But when you come here and you come here and you intend to take all the, money that you make under the table and send it back to your family, and you don't pay your fair share, but you send your kids to schools in Southern California, go to the hospitals,
yeah.
all of a sudden the system starts to implode under that weight. And so, this is the perfect way to fix this problem, because you buy something, you pay for it.
And you get taxed, so that there's no question, if you're spending money and you're buying things, you're using the system.
Yeah.
You're paying. Into the system. Yeah. End of story. And it doesn't hurt as much either, by the way, as having to write a big check every quarter if you're self-employed or annually the money is taken out of your paycheck. See, that's part of the problem. Richie's right about this. Richie's not here today because, actually, he had a pretty rough time with his treatment over the weekend, so he's feeling not great.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate, the bottom line here is that we have all of this stuff that we're paying for, and then we borrow the money to pay for it. We don't have to borrow any money.
Mm-hmm.
You pay as you go.
Yep.
And Richie says all the time, look at your paycheck. Nobody looks at their paycheck.
50% of it goes away.
To see how much is being taken out in these various charges, whether it's regular taxes, Social Security taxes, Medicare taxes, all of this stuff. Okay, what do I get? $756. Great. Well, you made $1,200. Where'd the rest of it go?
Mm-hmm. And if you had to cut that check to the government, you'd be questioning it. But because it just automatically disappears, poof, you don't think about it.
No. 888-302-3684. What do you think of us? We're geniuses, aren't we?
I know. And we both agree. I think we need to run on this platform, Dougie.
Okay.
I'll be your VP.
What I don't understand about this, it makes a lot of sense. I don't understand what the argument against this is.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't a good one.
Control.
Yeah, that's all. It's just
change.
About control. Yeah. There's no good argument against it, Kenny. You've pinpointed the issue, as it were. 888-302-3684. Email to Jennifer or Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com. Also, Twitter, Facebook. We haven't done much. What's going on there, Kenny? I didn't ask you earlier on. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. What are the issues that people are tweeting about?
lots of comments about the shutdown and the debt ceiling, and a lot of it is the same. Lee, Tammy, Christine, Scalia, D, Bob, and Joe all says vote them out.
Yeah. So you got a year to think about it, and they're going to smother you with BS between now and the time when you're going to vote again. They're going to tell you about how much good they've done. Forget about it. They haven't done much of anything. There are a few good ones, for sure. There are some really good ones, in fact, that are dedicated, not interested in themselves, just want to serve and do a good job. But they are few and far between. So what do we do about curbing all of that? Taxation, we just have to have a revolution. That's all. We have to have a revolution in thinking and action and doing. Think about it, will you? 888-302-3684. Are you somebody over 40 worried about your blood pressure? If I get something good for you, Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus is an all-natural formula that will boost nitric oxide levels. The nitric oxide, it basically is a substance that naturally widens the arteries in your body, improves their elasticity, so you maintain healthy blood flow, healthy blood pressure, and do a lot of other good things that come along with it. If you're responsive sexually, it's because the blood's getting to the right places, and that's what this helps as well. Both your blood pressure and your performance are linked to better blood flow, and it's a nitric oxide. This is, by the way, something that people who have been working on their bodies for a long time have figured out. There's nothing harmful. This is all good. Dozens and dozens and dozens of clinical studies show that. In fact, all the prescription pills for the things that are basically taken care of by nitric oxide, kind of amazing how much money you spend for this stuff when, in fact, the ingredients in Heart Factors Plus work for so many men, for so many women. If you're worried about your blood pressure, call this number, 800-577-8560. Call it now. Try Heart Factors Plus free for 30 days. Your first supply comes free. You just pay shipping and handling. 800-577-8560. You'll get all pumped up. You'll see the results, and you'll like it. Plus the fact you know, the blood getting around into your brain, everywhere. Much better. 800-577-8560 for your free bottle of Heart Factors Plus.
Let's get it started.
Real estate's booming. With 8 open houses this weekend, I had to get the word out. Luckily, I found the new services center at OfficeMax. They designed great 4-color flyers that I printed for 25 cents each. I have a new way to turn open houses into done deals.
Let's get it started.
Introducing the new OfficeMax Services Center. Now through Monday, all self-service color copies are just 25 cents a side. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
Nobody knows more about your business than you do. But having the right support services can make a powerful difference. And that's where the new OfficeMax Services Center comes in. With all the support services you need for your business, from printing and designing marketing materials to launching your website and securing your data with cloud solutions, our knowledgeable associates can help. Learn more online at officemax.com/services.
Have your way.
officemax.com/services.
Have your way. Have your say. Dial us up at 888-302-3684. Coming up, a little fun and our 2020 news quiz. So stick around. Open your ears and your heart and your head for that.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Evan, if we had the original version, if you had, instead of sitting there on your arse, see this, now I'm going to take Evan to the woodshed.
What's happening? I thought that's what
there was the original version of the William Tell Orchestra that I wanted you to play because I had a story based on William Tell. So I'm going to put that story aside. I'm going to give you a breather. I'm going to give you an opportunity to later in the day.
To redeem yourself?
To redeem yourself, yes. Now, if we want to have a little bit of music here, you could play for our listening and dancing pleasure, Neil Diamond's Cracklin' Rosie. Because you're also, most of you know who are devotees of this program, that I always have a story around a bit of music. This is not a music program. This is a program about things that are going on in our lives, things that are happening every day. And usually, if there's a popular song, especially, or a piece of music, it has to do with some emotional hook or something that I know you'll remember from some part in your life. However, I'm sensing that because... Okay. You might want to crank this up for a second there, Evan.
Taking it slow.
This was played last night, I believe. Isn't this the song that they play the Red Sox games? In the,
Sweet Caroline.
Oh, Sweet Caroline. Okay, see, that shows how much I remember. I went to a ball game, though, this year. I guess I remember only the fact that Neil Diamond had come to Fenway Park to sing that song after the bombing in Boston and was well received. But Sweet Caroline instead of Cracklin' Rosie. Anyway, the story about Cracklin' Rosie is that it was number one during this week in 1970 pop music charts. First time he had a number one song, and then did the same thing in 1972 with Song Sung Blue. Remember that from Neil Diamond. All right, so there's a story. I'm sure that made your day. Boy, you're really... Why are you so eager with the ups and the downs there, Evan? Calm down, will you? Whew.
Yoga breathing?
Yeah, that's it. Take a big, deep breath. That's a good idea, Jennifer. All right. Meanwhile, from last Friday night's late show, we have a couple of things. The schedule is getting screwy because of sports activity, but Jay Leno was still on, and so was Jimmy Fallon.
According to new research, elephants can understand the communicative intent of human pointing. Like if human points at something, an elephant can turn and instantly understand what you want. Isn't that amazing? In fact, the only elephants that don't understand what people want are the Republicans in Congress. Those are the only ones. The rest, all the others seem to get it, but the rest. Actually, it looks like there might be a minor breakthrough in this whole deal. The two sides are working on a deal now to raise the debt ceiling, but just for 6 weeks. That means we can still enjoy Halloween, and they'll just focus on ruining Thanksgiving for us, okay? So get one holiday there. And Georgia Republican Congressman Phil Gingrey, he said it's time for his party to have a brave heart moment for the American people, a brave heart moment. I got a better idea. How about a gravity moment where we cut them adrift in outer space and they just kind of float away?
I don't know how I feel about this. You know how on Facebook you used to be able to block strangers from searching for you? Well, now they're getting rid of that. Which means anyone can find you on Facebook. Millions of people have already sent in complaints about having their privacy violated, and then they went right back to posting pictures of their natural childbirth.
That's my private life, okay?
This is my wife right there. She's,
I'm not even your friend.
No, no, it's public. It's public. I want everyone to see it.
All right, Jimmy Fallon. So speaking of gravity, our 2020 News Quiz question asks what Dr. Kathy Sullivan has in common with Sandra Bullock's character in the movie Gravity. 888-302-3684. I suppose this is a history quiz, too. Dr. Kathy Sullivan has something in common with Sandra Bullock's character in Gravity. What is it? 888-302-3684, 28 after on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help. But the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Madeline and Reagan. Do you think it was a shrewd or a silly decision for MSNBC to have hired actor Alec Baldwin to host a 10p Friday night talk show?
He's a personable, bright, talented guy. You said actors sometimes don't do well in this sort of a venue, though. So he may not just, you know, for reasons that have nothing to do with his intelligence or anything else, he may just not hit it off. We'll have to see.
Alec Baldwin's a friend of mine. I loathe his politics, but he's a charming, charming, personable, talented person. But Ron is right. It's a skill set to do. You do hard outs and you know, all the technical stuff you have to do on television and do all the briefing. I've had a political discussion with Alec, and he does stream of consciousness. That's not made for TV.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan and Mary Madeline.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great Talk Radio starts here.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Sunshine, lollipops, and roses be yours today. Monday, October the 14th. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler checking out the important stories of the day. What's in the news and what does it all mean to you? The thought for the day comes from Peter Marshall, who said, "When we long for a life without difficulties, remind yourself that oak trees grow strong in contrary winds, and diamonds are made under pressure."
That's true.
It is. Pressure.
I buy that.
I do, too. You'd like to have somebody buy you
a diamond and an oak tree.
A diamond and an oak tree, yeah.
Didn't Peter Marshall also say X blocks the square?
Yes, he did say that, yes. Same guy, no doubt. 888-302-3684. The 2020 history question, sort of history and news together. Dr. Kathy Sullivan, an important woman in American history. What does she have in common with Sandra Bullock's character in the movie Gravity? I have not seen this yet.
I haven't either, but I want to.
My sister said it was a good movie. Mm-hmm. Most everybody I've talked to said it was a good movie. Kenny, you haven't seen it.
I have not.
I've heard if you see it, that you see it in the theater, like in IMAX or in 3D or something.
Yeah, it's 3D.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's in 3D. All right, so if you know the answer to that, it's worth a swell prize and the satisfaction of knowing you know more than the next person, and you got here faster than anybody else. 888-302-3684. Got about 5 minutes. The idea of the 2020 quiz questions. Ask the question around 20 past the hour and have the answer before we get to 20 before the next hour. How's that for being clever? History tells us that Dr. Kathy Sullivan did something very special. She has that same thing in common with Sandra Bullock's character in the movie Gravity. What would that be? 888-302-3684. Okay, so items of interest for today. The Red Cross workers that have been, and the Syrian Red Crescent volunteer that have been abducted in northern Syria. This is becoming more and more a common part of the civil war. You knew that, right? That people who go there to try to help, try to work it out, try to make things better, are getting captured by who knows who, whether it's the...
The good guys, exactly. We don't know.
And speaking of that, I'm thinking that you're maybe right about that, Kenny. So I was thinking yesterday as I saw this for the first time, but it's been sort of exacerbated by events overnight in Iraq, where now it appears that Al-Qaeda has come in, where it wasn't before we went over there and started the war with Saddam. Now Al-Qaeda's all over the place. They almost seem to be running the country, according to one news report. Baghdad residents concerned about the government and terrorism from Al-Qaeda and the fact that they're executing quietly a lot of people who are moderates in favor of the extremists. So what have we wrought with our $1 trillion that we spent in Iraq? 888-302-3684. Good business for the military-industrial complex, right? They did great with that war. Anyway.
Do you think that that they came in, and this is really just kind of, I know because I've heard this as part of the debate, do you think Al-Qaeda took a stronghold when we started pulling the troops from Iraq?
Yes.
But yep. You think that we still should have taken the troops out?
I think we should never have gone in the first place. I think we should have done what we did with Osama bin Laden. Send in SEAL Team 6, pop Saddam Hussein and his kids, Uday and whoever else there were, just get rid of them. And the country could figure out for itself what it has to figure out for itself anyway. What it's doing now is figuring it out. And it wouldn't have cost the American taxpayer $1 trillion. That's what the Iraq war cost us. Mm-hmm. $1 trillion. And by the way the Afghanistani war is going, that'll cost us more because we've been there longer. Not as at a fevered pitch, but when you look back on it, some people say to me, "Well, you're dissing the soldiers who gave their lives over there." No, I'm not. I'm suggesting to you that it was a shame that your sons and daughters were sent over there to be victimized by something that's going to end up being as bad or worse than it was before we went in there, because of the nincompoops that we have running the government and making decisions. I remember sitting in, when I was in Baghdad, sitting in General Odinero, I forget how to pronounce his name, good guy, and good soldier, and good military strategist, and basic, he's a leader. Guy's a leader. And we would ask him, that was with a group of about 14 people that we kind of went over. The visit was sort of a celebrity visit to the schools and to the bases and stuff. But I remember I walked around on my own three or four different times in the 4 or 5 days that I was there. Talked to a lot of people who were there and didn't know why they were there, didn't want to be there, didn't think we should be there. And didn't know the reason that they talked to me is because they didn't know what I did. They just thought I was some guy walking the streets. And it's that kind of stuff. Although I did think when I went there with this group that we ought to have been there at that point because we made such a mess, we needed to clean it up. And there are a lot of people that are doing a lot of good things in the schools and stuff. There are advances in Iraq that are not political that have been good. Women better off. Many of the people who live in the country are better off. At what price, however? And do you consider that price well worth it if the country were to be in a better place? But the whole Middle East is not in a better place. Every time you look around over there, there's something worse. Syria, Lebanon, the crisis between the Israelis and the Palestinians continues. Egypt now is in an uproar again. And then the Iraq, and it just goes on and on and on and on and on. 888-302-3684. All right, should I give the answer to the question?
Yeah, I'm
sure. Because it's funny of, and I don't have a right answer. Space Shuttle Challenger. This date, 1984. Out 294 nautical miles.
Mm-hmm.
Above the Earth, Dr. Kathleen Sullivan becomes the first U.S. woman to perform an extravehicular activity, i.e., walking in space. And that's what she has in common with Sandra Bullock's character in the movie Gravity. She became the first woman to walk in space. So you'll keep that information. You'll have it. So if somebody asks you the question on the street later today, you'll be the smartest kid on your block. Because you'll know.
Hopefully you'll get into Cash Cab, and then you'll really be in good shape.
That's a really intriguing show, isn't it?
I love it. Every time I'm in New York, I always pray to get into a Cash Cab. Because I think I'd be okay at it.
I think there's only one, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's only one of those.
And I'm sure it only runs when it's, you know, in season. It's probably very hard to get a hold of, but wouldn't that be great?
Well, I don't think you get a hold. I think it is random. I think you get in. It's not like any other cab. It's a random experience, but under the circumstances, look at the fun, and we watch it and learn something. That's what people love about programs like this or circumstances like that. You know, we've become accustomed in our country to thinking that learning is painful. Oh, I got to go to school. Ugh. I was talking to somebody last night about whether or not you liked high school, and I said I loved high school. I loved college. I loved going to school. This person said, oh, my God, really?
Oh, really? Are you sure?
Are you for real or what?
I liked school up until high school. And then high school, you get that teenage angsty kind of thing.
Well, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, under the circumstances. All right, so we probably ought to spend a little time talking about default. I'm looking at some of the responses to what we have, and Kenny's monitoring some of them as well. Our patience is being tried. Would you say that was a fair statement for this budget situation?
Yes, I think that's very fair. Beyond fair, actually.
All right. Maybe I'm being a little too nice, but under the circumstances, why not give other people a chance to be upset and let the steam come out, as it were? Or when you come right down to it, the question is always, how does it affect you? And I said it's affecting us here because advertising is down, because people don't have discretionary income, or at least they think they're not. They're worried about a lot of different things, and they hear all this coverage in the news media. Wow, what's going to happen? It's not going to be good. It's terrible. Stop spending money. So that's why advertisers are not as prevalent, because they think that you're not going to spend money. I don't know whether that's true or not. How many of you have, Jennifer, any change in your spending habits the last 2 weeks?
Not in the last 2 weeks, and not because of the shutdown, more because I'm just trying to save some cash.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Kenny, what about you? Will you notice any difference in what you and your wife and your family are spending on various things, incidentals or other things?
No, not really. I haven't really noticed any difference.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks for both of you helping out my argument.
Got to be honest here. I've told you, though, I think the government was not going to stay shut down forever, so it's not stressing me out. Now, maybe ask me this question in February of next year, and I'll say, Are you kidding?
888-302-3684. I wish these bags under my eyes would just go away. If that sounds like you every morning, you are not alone. Bags and puffiness under your eyes are a problem for not only you, but millions of Americans, whether they be men or women. But that problem has been solved. Introducing the new GenuCell Serum with stem cell technology. Susan in New Jersey writes, I've been using GenuCell now since I started hearing you talk about it. The puffiness around my eyes is gone. Even the crow's feet, the small lines, have disappeared. Having come back, I love this product. I use it under my eyes, around my cheekbones, and on my eyelids every morning. Not only Susan, but a lot of other people are liking it and loving it. And with the instant effect of GenuCell, working that is in the first 12 hours, you'll be happy to take advantage of their money-back guarantee, right? See a difference in 12 hours, or you get your money back. 800-543-9262. That's the number to call for this amazing product. And when you mention Doug Steffen, they'll give you a jar of Esotique face cream to go along with the GenuCell. So you can take care of your whole face with one call to 800-543-9262. Sounds like a pretty good idea, doesn't it?
Sure does.
I like it. And you'll like it, too. I guarantee you will like it. It's GenuCell. 800-543-9262. Get rid of those bags and the puffiness in your eyes.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
So you're fast asleep, dreaming you can fly like a falcon, unaware that as you were driving home, a diagnostic signal flew through your Impala's engine, transmission, brakes, and a few other systems you didn't even know you had, sniffing around for possible trouble codes. Then it shot data out of your car through a bunch of cell towers and into your inbox.
You wake with some vague recollection of looking at Earth from above. Check your email and see that your car is just fine, thank you. But your left rear tire pressure's a bit low, your oil life's at 19%, and you're due for a new filter. After a long yawn, it dawns on you that you live in an amazing time when cars can diagnose key systems and send reports while you're suspended in midair, dreaming that humans can fly. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. Find new roads. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood, new bamboo featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo, new laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers, let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value in iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value in mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
888-302-3684. I'm finding that more and more people want to correspond. I see a revival, maybe it's just because we're talking about it more, in interest in people sending us email, or we just heard a lot of those responses Kenny has from facebook.com/goodday show. Here's Joe who writes, credit card companies put a limit on the line of credit their customers can borrow for a reason. Why should it be any different for our government?
Because it's the government. Okay. Oh, that's not a very good reason. You're right.
All right. Let's see. Jamie writes, the debt ceiling has nothing to do with future spending. It's about paying existing debts. Mm-hmm. Kenny and I were talking about this in the last hour, having people understand that the debt ceiling problem is a result of us spending. We haven't, but the Congress has voted to spend money that it doesn't have.
Right.
For programs it hasn't started yet.
And if we don't raise the debt ceiling, we default.
Those programs don't get paid for.
Yeah.
Right. So why do we default? Why don't we just change the bills and stop? But just
and here's an idea. Stop creating them. Stop making them things that we
right.
can't afford.
Stop buying everybody's votes.
Hush.
Anyway, here's Mark who writes, members of Congress can't think past the next election. This is not about the American people's business. It's about them winning. Now, that's pretty much on.
Yeah.
Right? That's pretty much it.
Yep.
All right. So I asked Kenny sort of ask you on Facebook, because he is in charge of monitoring it and putting some of the things up there as we go through the program, about us being not good at problem solving. There's a survey that was released, I think, over the weekend. I saw it. I don't remember what day I saw it, but I remember seeing a survey suggesting that we here in our country are not equal to our counterparts overseas in basic problem solving, and our abilities when we read to understand or comprehend, or when we are given a math problem to figure it out. We don't figure, I mean, the simple stuff, 2 and 2 is still 4, 4 and 4 is 8, 8 and 8 is 16, 16, 16, 32, 32 and 32 is 64, 64, 64 is 128, 128 and 1, you get it, right? Still figure that stuff out.
That's pretty good, by the way.
So how do we close the gap? How do we fix that problem? You got any ideas you'd like to share with us? Do it at Twitter.com.
Are you okay?
Why? At Twitter, because I always
you
Twitter.
You got distracted?
No, I do Twitter and Facebook in my head.
At Good Day Show, Twitter.com, at Good Day Show, and Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
Jennifer,
exactly.
Where would I be without you?
I don't know.
I'd be lost.
Nebraska?
Ethiopia. 51 after on Good Day.
My
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, some technology news in just a matter of moments. I don't know what we're going to do about Shelley Palmer because he can't talk, but there are a lot of things that are going on in the world of technology, and it's Tech Talk time coming right up here on Good Day.
The new fall flooring styles are here, and we've got them on sale now at Lumber Liquidators. Check out over 70 new floors, including new hand-scraped and exotic hardwood, new bamboo featuring Bellawood Ultra Strand Bamboo, new laminate and vinyl plank. Choose from 53 floors under $2 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. Hurry, sale ends Monday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store. Better yet, drop by and get your free fall flooring catalog today.
In 1942, Eleanor flipped her wig about Geico saving her moolah on her motor insurance.
Hey, man. In 1969, Ace saved enough dough with Geico to go to Woodstock. His only memory is savings.
In 1984, Stephanie, like, saved, like, majorly on her car insurance with Geico. It was, like, so totally righteous.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
888-302-3684. Here's something interesting from the Facebook account from today's show at DougSteffen.com. Story of an Illinois father who came across a gut-wrenching hospital photo of his young daughter on a Facebook spam page. He didn't try to get even. He did something better. It's a great story. You want to check it out at DougSteffen.com. After his daughter underwent successful open-heart surgery last year, Sean Murphy's wife snapped a photo of their 22-month-old girl, and it showed her running around the hospital in a gown. She had bandages on her chest. The father posted this image on Reddit just because it was an incredibly powerful picture, and the picture went viral. You may have seen it. Very quickly it went viral, but not completely in the way the father had hoped. This fellow, Mr. Murphy, signed on to a Facebook page, discovered the picture he had taken had been posted to the Star Teens page. It's a page that, according to some observers, engages in social content farming, posts heartfelt or rage-inducing images that will undoubtedly get a rise out of users. in order for them to like or comment on the posts. The more users they engage, the higher their talking about this stat increases, which translates into ad revenues. The picture of this young girl named Serafina collected 4.3 million likes. Murphy didn't try to hassle with the administrator of the page. Instead, he decided to use his daughter's fame to help encourage people to give back in her honor and raise money for the hospital that saved her life. So he posted a comment saying, "I'm Serafina's father. If this picture touches you and you want to do something more than just like it, you can give back to the hospital that helped save her life." So,
cool thing to do.
Yeah. Maybe you think about some of these things. Before posting his message to Facebook, Murphy had raised a few hundred dollars for the hospital. Once he sent out his request, he raised $4,000. And I think that's, you know, you kind of can do that yourself. You read the article and think, you know, that these scumbags that use this sort of thing to benefit themselves, maybe they just need to be put in their place. So I don't know whether anything, nothing necessarily negative happened to the people who were using this picture for their own benefit, but he turned the situation around and used it to the advantage of other people. Isn't there a great lesson in that?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't get angry, didn't get even. He just said, okay, so I didn't have this idea before, but now I've got it because they gave me the idea. So why not we use this and help the people that helped my daughter? And I think that's a perfect way to frame problems like that instead of just getting angry about it. It doesn't fix anything if you get angry.
It's autumn, and the weather is cool and crisp. Whether you're enjoying the brilliant colors of fall or watching football at home with your family, you'll want Citrus Magic, the perfect fresh air solution. Made in the USA, Citrus Magic Air Freshener is considered the most effective odor eliminator, naturally absorbing bad odors and replacing them with fresh scents. Available as a long-lasting solid air freshener or non-aerosol spray at Walmart, Target, Walgreens, Kroger, your local hardware store, or online. There's magic in the air. Citrus Magic.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.